Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone. A friend recently asked me to explain the different vehicles of consciousness. Not an easy task, as who can know for certain unless you have experienced each one firsthand? And of course, people may use different words to describe the same thing. I have personally experienced the physical, of course, the etheric or real-time body, the astral and the mental. I may have experienced higher levels, but I couldn't be sure which. For example, in one OBE, I experienced myself as the universe. At the time, I wasn't thinking, oh, I wonder which body I'm in. I didn't really care, I was too busy just being. I can only give you my own experience in simple terms. The physical, well, we are all well aware of what that entails. The etheric, or real-time body, is a vehicle nearest to the physical plane. It is this vehicle that we use generally, but not always, when we travel in the real-time zone. Then there is the astral body, obviously custom-built for the astral plane, and is very much related to the physical body. We often see or feel our astral body with arms, legs, and all the general physical attributes, though this is our own making. We are so influenced by the physical, and this translates to the astral. If you look at your hand while in the astral, it may change shape in front of your astral eyes, or even disappear. I have been many forms in the astral, including a giraffe. Now that was quite an experience. I have at times experienced a mental body. I was a simple point of consciousness and travelled very quickly with thought. Now we are getting further away from the influences of the physical. The mental body is very far removed from our physical body, and the further we go through the levels, so it becomes more difficult to explain in human terms. I have put together a few links on my latest blog post to web pages that you may be interested in reading. Articles that go into more detail about the vehicles of consciousness. In the end, we have to decide for ourselves. As I said before, people use different words to describe the same thing. The best road to take is to work towards experiencing for yourself and not get too bogged down in details. Because when it comes down to it, on some level, we already know all the answers. What is important is to build an inner bridge from here to there. So check out those articles on my blog. Go to www.astralwings.com and insert the title, One Soul, Many Bodies, in the search box. You will find a search box halfway down the page. Thanks for listening. Happy travels!